From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Tens of thousands of westbound migrants in Hungary are taking matters into their own hands after encountering heavy resistance from local authorities in Budapest. As night approaches, men, women, and children are traveling by foot to the Austrian border. There are no signs of any food or medical zone set up along the way. The crowd is instead relying on the goods they have and the goodwill of Hungarian residents who've stopped by with extra water, food, and other supplies. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is monitoring developments about 20 miles outside Budapest.
Many Hungarians are out here. They've driven their cars out. They're making sandwiches. They've got boxes of apples and bananas and water. They're waiting for the migrants. They say they're ashamed of how their government has been treating these people, and they want to help them. So the government's harsh reaction to these refugees has really spurred a lot of Hungarians to come out and to personally get involved and help these people. They say these people should not be treated like that, and they want to help.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. Meanwhile, thousands more people are still waiting back at Keleti rail station in Budapest, where they have been waiting for days for trains to resume service to countries west. Chants of support later counted by critics outside the Rowan County Clerk's office in Kentucky. That's the site of the latest battle over gay rights. The office is now issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. A deputy clerk is doing that job because the elected county clerk, Kim Davis, is in jail. She's still defying a court order that Davis argues violates her Christian beliefs that homosexuality is a sin. One closely watched economic indicator falls short of expectations today, while another looks better. The U.S. economy created 173,000 new jobs in August, well below the 200,000 that analysts had predicted. But NPR's John Itzty reports the unemployment rate dropped more than expected to 5.1%.
The August report paints a mixed picture of strength in the job market, partly because the job growth number and the unemployment number are generated by different surveys, one of businesses, the other of households. The seemingly uneven result leaves open the question of whether the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates later this month for the first time since before the Great Recession. Those supporting a rate hike argue that historically the August job growth number is revised upward after the initial report by 75,000. That would put August job growth near a quarter of a million. But economists opposing a rate hike say sluggish wage growth and very low inflation show the Fed shouldn't raise rates. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
All major market indices are down more than 1%, Dow off nearly 2%, or more than 300 points. This is NPR. Chinese authorities will allow public screenings of a movie that centers on gay characters, a first in a nation that practices heavy media censorship. NPR's Bob Mondello has details.
Filmmaker Wang Chao broke the news in a post on Weibo, the Chinese version of Twitter. His film Seek McCartney, about a romance between two men, one Chinese, the other French, had been approved for release in China, he said, calling it a small step for the regulator and a big step for filmmakers. Chinese censors have long been skittish about gay subject matter. They did not permit showings of the Oscar-winning Brokeback Mountain, for instance. And though films with secondary gay characters have occasionally won approval, Seek McCartney Courtney's gay leads appear to be a first. The film has not yet announced a release date. Bob Mondello, NPR News, Washington.
More than 14 million people are expected to travel by air during the long Labor Day weekend. That, according to the industry group Airlines for America. Millions more, of course, are expected to travel by rail and car. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says the holiday usually brings higher gas prices, but this year, not so much.
Usually we're talking about gas prices being higher during Labor Day weekend due to storms or other factors. The price of oil for the last at least 5 years, it's been hovering close to $3 or $4 a gallon.
The national average, by the way, is $2.42 for a gallon of regular unleaded gas. Dow is down 310 points at 16,064. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.